Welcome to Raju Radio!
So, in this episode, we are going to be talking about our first 2 weeks of school. We've been trying to film or record.
Just don't say the word school.
We've been trying to record this podcast for the last 2 weeks, but we've been extremely busy. And we stopped posting as often, if you haven't noticed, but, our last episode was a almost 30 minute episode, so hopefully we made up for that with that episode, so I hope you guys like that, and this episode, of course. Make sure to follow our Instagram at Raju Radio Podcast. This week's episode is all about school starting again and how we feel about it.
Yeah, so we're on break because it rained.
Yeah, we have a tropical storm coming near us, and it has been raining constantly for the past few days. So today we actually didn't have school, which is really interesting and it was pretty nice because for the past 2 weeks, been really hectic, and it's been a lot getting used to waking up at 6:30 in the morning, which is still an hour later than what I'd normally wake up if I were going to in-person school. So first we're just going to talk about how we feel about school opening. Like, my high school already has a corona case. I'm not sure about your elementary school.
Crying. You said the word school.
But my high school and a lot of surrounding high schools do. I'm not sure about any of the elementary schools, but how do you feel about that? Do you think that the district will change it all to
just online?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think they should, just to have better welfare of their, like, students and,
well-being?
Yeah, well-being of the students, which obviously also affect the whole family, like the parents, because they come back from school to their house, touch each other, touch their face. So, honestly, I think it should all be online school. And I think that'd be a great decision.
So Houston is actually not a red zone anymore. It's an orange zone, which is, a step towards, getting better. It's definitely an improvement. Everywhere I go, people are wearing masks and taking the precautions. So that is really good. I like that they're doing, like, both, but I feel like they should start doing fully online until the next grading period for us, which is 9 weeks total, so we have, including this week, 7 more weeks, so I think we should change this, like, maybe after this week, have the next 6 weeks as all online, and then we can change it back to, hybrid, like, either in person or online. Yeah, but those are just my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with that, honestly.
Yeah, it's just, like, to keep everyone safe as of now, and since, I don't know, just to keep everyone safe. So now we're going to start talking about how our specific first day preparations were.
So getting supplies from school, me and my mom went in a driveway and picked up our supplies like that, which it was a kind of hard situation, but they made it into a simple situation.
So, okay, that was good. He gets supplies and I don't. I just had a notebook where I put all of my, like, spare notes and my SAT prep. like weird notes, like everything. When I rewrite notes and put it on there to like help study, I just like have a spare notebook that I've been doing like throughout high school. I'm on my second one now. It's a 5-subject notebook. I just had that, and because my teachers would just tell me which supplies I need, and I'll go out later that day or later that week to go buy them, and that is what I did. But I don't have too many supplies. I just have one notebook for U.S. history, two notebooks for bio and anatomy. They're also the same teacher, which is kind of funny, and I'll definitely talk about that later. And then I have one notebook for math, and then my spare notebook. I think that's about it. Yeah, the rest is online. How is it for you?
My supplies are colored pencils, markers.
Do you really use your supplies?
I was gonna make it dramatic, but yeah, we use it quite a lot. Mostly the folders, notebooks, highlighters, and stuff like that.
Yeah, he has a lot more stuff than me. I just have all my old colored pencils and pens in one bag, and I just reuse that, I guess. Anyway, do you want to start talking about like the morning of our first day of school? I woke up at 6:30, bright and early. Very excited. I changed. 2 weeks in, and I have still not gone to school without wearing leggings or like some sort of like leisure pants. I have not worn any jeans like I normally do when I go to school. It's all leggings or leisure pants. So that first day, I just wore some nice leggings, I guess, and a t-shirt, and I opened my laptop. That was my morning routine. What about you?
I woke up at 7, sad, depressed, not wanting to get up.
Can we note the difference? I was super excited. I immediately got up, and he was a little not too excited.
Even on break, I am so dreadful thinking about me going to school tomorrow. But anyway, back to the schedule. I woke up, got ready, almost forgot to brush. But thankfully I did. I made toast for myself. Went to the my room, sat on that big bed of mine, and I kept my camera off because I don't like showing my face. Because I'm sleepy and I'm dreaded.
Yeah, so for me, on the first day of school, my camera on my laptop wasn't working. And I do my school in the formal dining room. And he does his in a separate room. So we don't, like, see each other the entire day. But my camera didn't work. And it was required to have our camera on during class. So my first period teacher, which is AP U.S. History dual credit for me, he was super nice, and pretty much no one had their camera on, so I was fine. And then my second period teacher, she makes us keep our cameras on even now. And she's my anatomy and physiology K teacher, who's also my bio AP dual credit teacher. I have bio 6th period, and we also have to keep our camera on the entire time. And it's a little annoying because those two classes are the classes where I take the most notes. So I, like, probably don't look my best, but it's fine. It's just school. And then 3rd and 4th period, I have rotations. If you don't know what rotations is, it is a class that you kind of like intern or like go to the hospital and watch surgeries, and yeah. So recently I've been earning my, or I've been taking the course to earn my OSHA certification, and she has actually been, like, just, like, coming in and, like, watching me do it, and sometimes, like, taking the quizzes with me just to test his knowledge.
And I actually get most of them right.
Yeah, it's not too difficult, but I'm earning it for the certification, and I have to, so, yeah. And then fifth period, I have College Algebra K, super fun. The teacher uses, like, a game system, which is new, but that's fun. And then seventh period, I have English 3K dual credit. Teacher's super nice. I also keep my camera on in that class. And I kept it on during College Algebra for the most part. But then recently, he hasn't been caring, so we all just turned it off. And then in rotations, I just turn it off unless I'm presenting, which I was actually supposed to do today. But since we have no, we had no school, I'll probably do it tomorrow or whenever school starts up again.
So, in my school day, I first have advisory. So I just go to, I log into my homeroom class Zoom link, and we just, like, talk about our character trait for the month, and just, like, start our day about what we're gonna do, and do a bit of either social studies, reading, or writing.
When does your school start?
My school starts at 8:30, but we have to be there by 8:25. Yeah, 8:25, but I join in at 8:45 because my teachers are very, very late.
Well, my school starts at 7:15, and I'm normally there by 7:13.
Okay.
Anyway, what's after homeroom advisory?
So after that, we have PE right after that. We have it at 9, which is pretty quick. So, I don't know the, like, I don't remember the schedule, like,
the exact times?
Yeah, I know it's 9 to 10, but I don't know, like, what day's PE, what day's art, what day's music. We did get a new art teacher. I love my old one, but she's gone now.
What did y'all do in art and music and PE? What did y'all do?
For music, I just watch silly videos. I have a funny music teacher. For PE, I just like to skip everything because I don't want to get up and do stuff. I'm too lazy. But I just figured, whatever, I'll do it. And in art, we just, like, draw names with colorful markers, and I hate that. I'm not one of those dudes who like to color. And after PE at 10, we have math. And honestly, math is my favorite class because, I mean, it probably will not be my favorite class in a while because they start off slow and get harder and harder, obviously. But, yeah, that's my favorite class. We just, you know, comparing decimals and fractions. And then after that, we have science at 11:15. This one is very boring. The things, like, nothing ever works for me in just the science class. So I kind of hate.
That's funny because my biology class, nothing ever works. Like, all the Zoom meetings just don't work for the teacher, and it's super weird. But I have her for anatomy, and it works completely fine. That's hilarious.
Well, it doesn't. It's, like, not a problem with my teacher, but with, like, my iPad and stuff.
Oh, for me, it's the teacher.
Yeah. So, after science, we have another class, which is ELAR, which is...
ELAR?
Like, ELAR, yeah. Reading, language arts.
English, language arts, and reading?
Yeah. And then that is 12 to...
1?
No, 12:15 to 12:45, 12:45 to 1:15 is my recess. 1:15 to 1:45 is my lunch.
But you normally have lunch before, right?
Yeah, nowadays. And after lunch, we have another ELR class with the same teacher.
Oh, I do that too. In the middle of college algebra, I have lunch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then after the ELR class,
ELR,
we actually stay on the ELR class. ELR class, which is 1:45 to 3:40. And at 3:40, we stay on the ELR Zoom link. And we do this thing like closing the gap. Like it's basically just getting ready for dismissal. And school ends at 4:10, but since it's still the like beginning of school, we end at 4, and that is my school day.
So what do you do after ELR? You have like 2 hours till dismissal.
The second ELR after lunch?
Yeah, because you said that it'll end at 1:45, right?
No, I said it starts at 1:45, ends at 3:40.
That's a really long time.
Yeah, that's 2 hours. And then...
plus the 30 minutes in the beginning part before recess.
Yeah, 2 hours, 25 minutes. And after that, we stay on the Zoom link, like I told you, and do closing the gap, which is getting ready for dismissal.
So, have you actually learned anything? Because I definitely have. Because it's, like, completely different from what we did last spring. Because this time I'm actually learning with my teacher, and it's, like, in-person class and online at the same time. So, are you learning anything?
Honestly, app-wise, I'm learning about our school app, Schoology, and our meeting app, Zoom. So, actually, I recently logged into Zoom, and I can create meetings whenever I want, but that's just background information. School-wise, I'm not learning anything, so... they're just kind of, like, reviewing fourth grade stuff now. I think that's their goal, to, like, remember things in fourth grade from our three-month summer. More than 3 months. Basically, we just finished our spring break.
Yeah, it was kind of, like, 6 months.
Yeah, so we're doing reviewing, and I think about a month we'll start getting into things, and I'll really start learning and having way more stressed and being more depressed.
Well, for us, our review was only one day. Even if we had a review, it was at most 1 or 2 days.
That's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening.
I hope you guys enjoyed. This one was a little bit longer, but not as long as the other one. I'm not sure why we are doing these accents. He just started it. But I'm not complaining. I kind of like it. So if you guys want us to do a whole podcast just in these silly accents, make sure to let us know at our...
on Insta at Roger Ready Podcast.
I was just about to say that. But anyway, I hope you guys like this episode.
Thanks for listening.
And make sure to listen to our last episode. It was almost 30 minutes long. It was all about Colorado. And we're now on Apple Podcasts. So if you guys go check that out, make sure to subscribe. Anyway,
bye. Bye.